It's time for the Dr. Tanji Show.
Hey, you're on the air with Dr. Tanji. Talk to me.
As soon as I hear your voice, Dr. Tanji, my day is better.
Hey, Dr. Tanji, I took your advice and made some changes in my life. And you know what? I've been winning ever since. Thanks for your advice.
Now, here's Dr. Tanji.
Hey, welcome. Welcome to the show that was founded on Kingdom Principles, a show that's really designed with you in mind. It's a show that will move you from where you are to where you want to be. And it's a show that's packed full of really good tidbits and principles that we discuss. And of course, it's a show that I really don't want to do without my beautiful co-host Niles and KJ. Hey. Hey guys, how are you?
Hey.
Happy hump day.
We're well. Happy hump day. Happy Wednesday.
We've got a really, really good show today because we're going to talk about matters of the heart and we're going to break down these principles, man. And I say that we're going to show folk what we're doing. How about that? Now, before we talk about goodness and loving that everybody is included in this learning process, I want to finish or pick up where I left off on last week. And what we're merely talking about are the seven keys to success, or the seven keys of success. I don't want to say two, because when you think about the preposition two, you're going to think that you're outside of that, and you're not. I'm turning down my volume. Sorry about that. Now, last week I talked three principles. I said that when you're thinking of success, you have to have the manufacturer's original intent in mind. The manufacturer, of course, I'm labeling God, and his mindset is that you're already successful. One thing I've learned about him in my quest to know who he is, he'll never start a project without an end in mind, and he'll never give you a purpose without giving you everything that you need to carry out that purpose. So with that being said, I'll reiterate just a couple of things that I said on last week. One, you must honestly believe that you're already successful. You got to believe that you're already successful. Two, you must have a changed mind. And I want to go into that just a little bit before we get into our today's topic, or the other two keys of success that I want to share with you. When you change your mind, you're merely submitting your authority to his authority. That's a changed mind. You're already determining or already saying to yourself, I know that success is in me. I got to get it out. And the only way that I can get it out is through him. So I got to spend some time with him. And the other thing I talked about, the last thing I talked about was last week, was being humble. Being humble, I could just hang out there, because here's what I don't want you to think. Being humble means that you're timid, and you're not. You're not timid. There's no timidity. Being humble means that, yes, I've got a few million dollars in my bank account. Yes, I'm driving what I really wanted to drive, but I know that I'm nothing without him. I know that my focus is always on him. These things that he allows me to enjoy, they're just that, man. They come and go. They really do. I think I lost on my quest to rediscovering who I was, 7 cars to repossession and 3 houses to foreclosure. Now, I'm not jumping and shouting and smiling and saying, yay, look at me, I lost everything. No. The joy that I get for saying that, in that, is that I didn't lose my mind when they came to pick up the things, because I kept my focus. Did I cry? Oh my God, man. How many times did I cry? Keep your focus in this. Just keep your focus. So let's pick up with the last two keys today of success. Of success, the keys of success. Having the right attitude. That's today's key. having the right attitude. And what that simply means is that every moment of your life, how you respond to circumstances and situations, you really kind of got to plan those things out. What does that mean? That you have intention. What the purpose is for your being right there and how you're getting out of that. That's intention. You have to pay attention. You got to spend time with your plans. Again, this is only mirroring having the right attitude. You got to have the right attitude. And then the third thing that goes in having the right attitude is that you got to be excited. You got to be so excited about what you're doing in life. Hear me when I say this. I'm not saying jump around when things are going not the way you want them to go. But your excitement comes in is that no matter what you're facing, you already know he has already given you a place of escape, a way of escape. Okay? And then I want you to consider this last key for today, being constant in your relationship. What does relationship look like? Again, it's not you sitting around saying, well, I'm just going to wait on God. That's cute. That what I'm talking about is that when you have prayed, when you have researched the scriptures to apply that word to your life, now you're going to get busy becoming the answer to what you prayed about. Does it mean that you're self-righteous? Absolutely not. It merely means that because I'm in constant relationship with him, I'm not going to do anything outside of what I know him to be and who he is. And then two, what that word that I'm reading and researching and applying to my life means in this situation. Okay? I'm saying this because it works. I'm saying it not because it sounds good and there's some real good verbiage there. I do this every single day of my life, and I know it works because it's working in my life. And I'm excited to hear what my Niles and KJ have to say about how you too can apply this in your life and make it work for you. The keys won't work unless you use them. Sorry, they just won't. We can pray about it. We can shout about it. But if you're not using them, you're kind of wasting time. All right, guys, I'll be quiet and yield the floor.
I mean,
okay. Go ahead. Just to make it sweet and simple, can you hear me, right?
Yes.
Okay, good. All right. So having the right attitude is definitely necessary. I feel like your attitude is designed by your mindset, your perspective. I think it's with synonymous with, you know, your last principle when you said it's having a change of mind, you know, having a change of mind. Our mind influences how we feel, you know, how we respond, what we do, and so on. So, you know, get your mindset right. And I feel like when you are in a good place, not just with self, but also with God, he will sharpen you down to the point of having your mindset and having you positioned to where you need to be. When it comes to being excitement is definitely necessary because it makes the journey that much sweeter. And everybody loves a sweet journey. I love a sweet journey.
Absolutely.
You know, you look at things differently. You move differently. You feel differently. You respond differently. And with that, you are more alert. You're more grateful. You're more free. Free to learn, free to let God lead, free to be. And when you're free to be, that means your senses, everything that God put inside you and equipped you with to get through your journey to the goal, the outcome, it's you have a special connection with it.
Yeah.
You appreciate things a lot more. So excitement is necessary and attitude. Oh, like I said, to me, that's synonymous with mindset. You have to have both of those.
Absolutely, man. Absolutely.
You know, I'll add to this. This was a video that I saw on Instagram. A man, there was an employee from McDonald's sitting in his pickup truck, the back of his pickup truck. A man grabs his phone and videotapes him, and he asks the question, are you happy with your job? And then the employee begins to say, yeah, I'm happy. You know, it's happiness that isn't predicated on the things I have. It's not predicated the job I have. You know, I'm taking everything in life one step at a time. I'm appreciating everything that's happened to me. I can be on my little birds flying in the air. I have breathing. I have breath. I have food on the table. I'm getting paid. I'm not getting paid that like millions of dollars, but I appreciate everything that's happening to me. And that's everything about mindset. Mindset makes a man. You know, it's always show me the people who are you, like, show me your friends, I'll show you your future. I'll even add to it. You show me your mind, I can show you your future. Which honestly, yeah. I believe that we need to change our mind every 6 months. Because a lot happens in half of a year. And if you're going into a new year or a new season of your life, you need to always be willing to change, always be willing to adapt, because life is going to throw curveballs at you. Because you can go through 3 months and it's like, everything's fine. Then the next 3 months, you can see it be a little bit troublesome. So I need to mentally prepare myself and be able to move forward. So mindset's key. Mindset is super important, because without a proper mindset, you know,
you have a bad attitude.
Go back to nature.
It influences everything inside you and outside you.
Yeah, yep. If you don't adapt to nature, what happens? You die. So I'll just leave it at that.
Well spoken, we sirs. Thank you, guys. Yeah. You know, good what examples. I really love, absolutely. I love when it comes to your perspective of the kingdom and your perspective of these keys. And I say that because I said it once before, I'll say it again. There are people that will listen to you. They may hear me, but they'll listen to you and do accordingly, because they hold you maybe in high regard, or your character has proven that you're constant. So for you guys, seriously, to break that down for that generation, thank you so very much. And I don't take that lightly or for granted. I don't.
Thank you for presenting something to respond to and add some meat to. And this is conversation here. So thank you for posing. Absolutely.
Thank you,
principles.
Thank you, man.
Thank you. Yeah, don't cry, KJ. Don't cry.
I'm sorry. I'm
sentimental.
That is what I do. I really want people to be listeners. I want them not only to be listeners and see it, but I really want you to be interactive. And the way that you can be interactive with the Dr. Tanji Show is to just pick up the phone, man. Just pick up your cell phone and call 323-203-0815. Again, that number is 323-203-0815. And while we're giving out information, have you guys been watching my Talk to Tanji at 7 o'clock on Facebook Live? That's a question for Niles and KJ. Hey. I'm now at 7 o'clock in the morning, or 7-ish. And it's just a wake up, feel good, kind of a 60-second kind of hey, how you doing? How's your day going? Is there anything that you and I can kind of agree upon today and kind of walk through? If that is you, I'd love for you to just kind of put me a line or two. Or I've got people that are real good at texting me, and I'm grateful for your text. Perhaps you don't want everybody to know your business. I get it. But for those who say, you know what, Dr. T, I really don't care. Girl, you feel like you're my girlfriend. That's what I'm here for. And I really do mean that. That's every Monday, 7-ish. On Facebook Live. I'm doing better with the 7-ish, I promise you. And of course, you want to stay tuned, because at the bottom of the hour, we're going to get into some really good, deep conversations today. I really want you to be a part of that as well. That's my spiel, guys.
I mean, as we keep going and we're about to slow down, I just want to pump the brakes real quick. And because we have a new segment that we introduced last week in honor of Black History Month. We're going to be honoring various parts of African American history. We're more than Malcolm X, Martin Luther King, Rosa Parks. There are so many other African Americans who have impacted our way of life. And I just want to drop a number down for you guys. 1 million 475,074. 1,475,074. Now, that was the U.S. Patent Office grant in November 20th, 1923, 46-year-old inventor and newsman Garrett Morgan for his three-position traffic light. You know, so Garrett Morgan, and the inventor of the three-position traffic light, is what we use every day. See, we kind of get it taken for granted of like, okay, all the things that we have that makes our society function. It's like, okay, who was the first person that designed this? And it was an African-American inventor. And it boggles me that, one, I knew African-American inventor designed of the traffic light. I didn't know his name. And that boggled me because out of all my time in school, his name was never mentioned.
I was
having a conversation with Niles. I was like, oh, his name's Garrett Morgan. So I just want to pay tribute to this African-American inventor for designing one of the most essential inventions in our society today. Because if not, we'd be like driving around in without any structure or order.
Absolutely.
I mean, other countries can make it work, but I don't know.
The roundabouts.
That's what we need it for.
You know, can we do that every month? I mean, instead of just having, and I know this is probably one of those cadence meetings after the show, but for all of those who may have young children that are listening and you're finding us, you know, on LA Talk or Facebook or what have you, I'd love to have something like that every month. What do you think? We can make that happen.
That'll be fun. You know,
Black History every month.
let's expand it into like different cultures as well.
Absolutely.
You know, like there's also Indian Americans, Hispanic Americans, Latino, Latinx Americans, even Asian Americans that have contributed to society. You know,
absolutely.
I strongly believe that we can bring diversity in terms of our history and not only a specific focal point in this only one perspective.
Thank you so much for that.
So shout out to Garrett Morgan again. 1,475,074.
That's his patent Garrett number. Morgan. I love it. Thank you, Niles, man. Thank you for hooking my brother up.
See, I missed that little portion because for some reason it kicked me out. But I'm guessing you guys were talking about Garrett Morgan. Yes, he is a must know. And it's amazing all the things that we use on a daily basis. All the things that, you know, we have a connection with and we've gotten used to help our lives easier. It was built by somebody. So I think it's interesting and it's very important to dive into the world around you and to be curious.
Absolutely.
Because a lot of people don't know who Garrett Morgan is.
Right. This is my first reason. I'm sorry, but it is.
Mm-hmm. Oh, really? Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah, I know, right? That ignorance.
No, it's not ignorance. You know people I don't, and KJ knows people that we don't, and so on. That's why we all come together and share our knowledge.
100%. 100%. That's what makes this show so great. You know, speaking of history, Tom Brady just won his 7th Super Bowl. This is his 10th Super Bowl he's appeared in, and he's won seven out of 10 of them, and he's won 5 Super Bowl MVPs, and he's won 2 of those Super Bowls. Hear me out, 2 of those over 40. He's doing things that no one has ever thought and that he could do before. He said, "Oh, I want to play football until I'm 45." They're like, no, you can't do that. He goes and wins 2 of them in his 40 years.
Made me aware of this man's soul, and I kid you not, was the day after winning, I was watching news. I was in Palm Springs, Indio, for the Super Bowl, right? And I watched him talk with a group of disadvantaged locals in Florida about how to be a leader. And I'm thinking, wait a minute, man, hold up, time out. Gronk, I love Gronk, don't get me wrong, but Gronk is going to, Disney World? And that's a good thing, I'm not knocking that. He said, I'm going to Disney World today, now. where Mr. Brady says, there are a group of children that need me, and I'm going to serve with my gifts of knowledge and give them what they're in need of. Man, that blew my mind. That put him in a whole other stratosphere for me.
I honestly believe that Tom is the greatest winner. Yeah. He's the greatest winner because it's his entire mindset. He went from one franchise, the Patriots, who we think, oh, Bill Belichick's, he's the head honcho. But he's like, no, Tom Brady was the Patriot way the entire time. And he was a Patriot by breaking. He has more Super Bowls than any franchise in NFL history.
That's incredible, man. That's so incredible. So,
just give it up to him and his greatness, because the entire night, history was being broken the entire time. Amanda Gorman, here we go. here she goes. And it's only been like a month into 2021. Well, we're in February, like a month and a quarter, I think. But Amanda Gorman gave a powerful speech in the opening of the Super Bowl. And on top of that, she was also signed with IMG Models, along with Kobe Bryant's daughter, Natalia Bryant. That's one of the top model agencies in the world, you know? So it's just insane how many young people are being inspired by our past generation, but also the older generation are breaking barriers. Jumping over hurdles and just saying, like, I can do the same thing that this 21-year-old is doing, and I can do it better.
Yep.
Playing with your mind instead of your body. That's crazy. I love it.
Come on, man. That's a whole other show.
That's a whole other show.
That sounds like something you and Niles are going to be bringing to the forefront. How to use your mind and not your body.
There we go.
That's a fight worth seeing.
Oh,
you know?
My gosh.
Mind versus body.
Congratulations to her.
I think with, Amanda and Tom Brady and just the different figures that we've mentioned, I think they're great examples of not just success, but greatness. Because for me, greatness and success, they're about consistency. It's not about I'm having a good year. It's not about I'm having a good week or I did good on this project. It's those little things that you do that accumulate. And over time, they help to augment the process and the outcome.
Absolutely.
You know, and they're also great, the great lessons in the way that if you are responsible with that gift that God put in you, you can move mountains.
You better
look at Tom Brady. Look at Amanda Gorman, so on. Using your platform or whatever it is that God put inside you responsibly, and in doing that, also recognizing the power that is inside of you, given to you by the creator.
Amen.
I want to add on to this and we can move on. Dwayne Wade had a comment about the greatest comedians of all time. And he said that he was at a dinner table with Dave Chappelle and Kevin Hart. And you just saw them all went to turn towards Eddie Murphy because he had the most deference at the table. You don't know who are you impacting and your leadership flows towards people who are looking up to you.
Amen.
And you never know who's looking up to you.
Exactly. Good example.
Bingo. Exactly. Absolutely. You know, it's like, absolutely.
Like, people are like, they automatically went like this. So we're looking at the head honcho right here. And I thought that was just insane to think about, you know? Because
like
when you put everybody who's created, who had so much success in their entire life in a room, who are they going to defer to? It's like, we're looking at you because you've done so much.
Mm-hmm.
And you're in, I just think that's amazing.
To me, are the pinnacle of success. And let me tell you why. Because you're constant. Because you're consistently doing what you do. Because you show up. And for you guys to take time out of that busy stratosphere of all that you got going to stop and tell other people, not just me that benefits, because I benefit from being in your presence, but for other people, don't give up. I mean, Niles, your history, and you know this, to leave corporate America and come out to California, man, not just California, Temecula, but you came to Hollywood, bruh. Come on.
By myself.
Come mm-hmm. on, man.
Just jump into something completely new.
Jesus. Yep. So if that is not success, KJ, for you to sit back and be that silent storm and people are like talking the room and you're going on auditions and you know that not my time right now. Your time. Yeah. Go ahead and do what you do. Mm-hmm. For you to do that, to hold somebody else's ladder, guys, come on. I know we got a show to do, but I've got to
hey,
tell
hey,
you.
Hey, it's part of the show. It's part of the show.
I've got to tell you the absolute truth. And I'll tell anyone who's listening and anyone who's watching, you cannot do your goal or your vision or what God has purposed for you to do. You can't do it by yourself. Come on, man. Come on. You cannot. You need people to encourage you and to tell you when you're doing wrong and to be that accountability partner. I'll say that. Mm-hmm. That's my sermon. Amen.
I think the amazing part of that is that we're all doing something completely different. We're all doing our own thing. And we're all representing, you know, God in doing so. And it's amazing how you can be doing your own thing and using your, you know, really tapping into your individuality and that special thing that God put in you. But you're all serving like the same purpose. I think that's the beautiful thing because, you know, all of us are at different walks.
Absolutely.
You know, and people can take something from, you know, from this, from that, and so on.
I'll add on to my bro and say we're at different ages, too. And yeah. I will go ahead and say this. No, I'm not.
I'm laughing at me because I'm like, boy, is it the gray hair?
I mean, you barely have it.
I'm just saying, experience is relative. You know, your mind. You can have a 60-year-old mindset, but you're 12.
Wow.
You know, you can see things that a 16-year-old can't. You know, Niles is older than me. And I'm like, oh, he has experiences that I don't know. And then I have experiences he doesn't know. And then we work in tandem because we're not trying to separate each other's toes. We're just trying to elevate each other up.
Come on, man. Come on. Who does that in this society? See why it's so important to be citizens of the kingdom of God? You see that? And that's another show. But think about that thing, man. Nobody's in competition with anyone. We all play our distinctive roles. And I just want to get that out to anyone who's thinking, you know, perhaps I can do this by myself and then bring in the assistance or the help that I need. Don't waste time. Please don't waste time. Ask God who is on your team, who's for you, and the ones that are for you, they're going to be there. The ones that are against you, you'll know them. I swear to you, you will. Just don't make a $3 or $4 million mistake. That's all. That's all I'm saying. Don't think that people are smiling in your face and they're really for you. And then $4 million later, you find out. Oh, shoot, man. Anyway. Yeah.
I just want to highlight this real fast. Highlight. I don't think that's the right word to use, but just like condolences for the people who have been affected in Buffalo, Minnesota. In the clinic, there was a mass shooting. A 60-year-old man came through. There were explosives found today within the vicinity of the crime scene. One passed away, and three are critically injured. So we just want to give our prayers out to that clinic in Buffalo, Minnesota. The impeachment of ex-President Trump is on the way. And I will just say this, I'm just trying not to be any political. I will just say, be aware of what's going on in the world. So you're just up to date, not watching it religiously to scare you, but just to let you just understand, okay, this is what's going on in the world. This is where we're moving in the world right now. And a move in the Black Messiah starring Daniel Kaluuya and Lakeith Stanfield. I thought it was an awesome film. You definitely saw symbolisms of the like biblical aspects of one, the Last Supper, and it was like, oh wow, I love the analogies that they had in the film. You know, you'd be surprised at how many biblical analogies and biblical symbolism are in films.
Yeah,
The Graduate, Elaine. So I would ask you guys to go check that out. It's going to be it airs on Friday, I believe HBO. It'll be out. this Friday. So check it out. You don't want to miss it. And Valentine's Day is coming up.
Yeah. Oh, forgot about it.
We have a giveaway for all our VIPs. There will be a post up after the show on Dr. Tanji's stories. If you guys can answer that question by Friday at 6 p.m., you guys have an opportunity for a prize. Just want to put that out there. Check Dr. Tanji's stories, and you guys can be available for a prize by answering that question.
All right. And I really got some really good gifts. Guys, I'll give away the store, but these two kind of won't let me. I got a new book coming out of my very first publication. I'm really, really excited. It took a long time to get here. A lot of years have gone by where I'm kind of consulting with people and really encouraging folk. Hey, you got to write that story. You got to write that book. Now I get a chance to do it, and I'm really excited, or I had a chance to do it, and I'm really, really excited about it. So if you don't mind, follow me on all social media platforms at Dr. Tanji Show for all of the events that's going to surround the release of the book, the VIPs. You're very important to me. Everyone that watches this show, everyone that participates, whether it's a beautiful DM or a simple prayer that you send me, please know that I'm truly, truly grateful. I'm grateful for every one of the followers. You're not followers, you're leaders. You really are. You're just kind of engaging. So I'm not going to call you a follower. I'm going to call you a leader who's engaging with another leader. How about that? I like that semantic. And talk to me, talk to Tanji, Mondays at 7-ish. I'll have more information about the book. And we're going to do something really special. So please stay tuned. And thank you again so very, very much for all that you're doing.
Also, we have past shows on YouTube. The final episode of the 2018 season on the way. So that should be up this Friday at 6 p.m. The date, you guys should answer that question. That's the honor stories.
Yep. So check it out. Check it out.
Wow. All right, guys. So we have another segment that we're introducing. This is going to be a roundtable discussion. This is open to any interpretation, but this is dedicated for what people want to know or what people need to know. We're going to go over different topics that, like, because we all come from different experiences, different times in our lives. We have different things to say about various circumstances. Dr. T may have learned something in her 20s that I didn't learn in my 20s, that Niles didn't learn in his 20s or his teens that I've learned. You know, it's like it's a reciprocating effect. And we're trying to educate each other, and we're just trying to help each other live a more positive and successful life.
Perfect.
So let's get started. Let's get started. Once again, you guys can ask any question you want. I'll just kick it off with a simple conversation, simple question. With financial literacy, all right, that is a very essential life skill that we all should know. How can we become prepared for the world without those essential tools being taught in secondary school, high school, middle school? When we get ready for college, even sometimes college, we don't even learn the essential tools for financial planning and your financial leadership. Mm-hmm. How can we become better prepared?
Okay, you want to start?
It's a bit befuddling as to why that isn't taught in education, like in the educational formal education and so on, because especially when we come out of college, we're coming out to debt. We are coming out to bills. We are coming out to things that we are not privy to. We are coming out to things that will pretty much sidestruck us. And I just always ask that question, like, we're taught different courses, and a lot of that information we may not retain or we may not even use later on in life. Financial literacy is that one thing that's important, because the decisions that you make with your money will pretty much impact the quality of your life and your life as a whole. It's definitely important, but unfortunately, I feel like if you grow up in certain environments or, you know, certain upbringings and backgrounds, you know, you may not be exposed to financial literacy. And it's like, why aren't we having these conversations with our families and our kids, you know, earlier on? Like, we're waiting, or either we have to find out the hard way, you know, by losing this and losing that and messing up our credit and whatever else. And I'm like, why didn't you guys say anything about this before? And I think, you know, we have to get to the point where we're passing down information. Because I think it's tough when we're hitting that reset button with every generation. So with that, you're not going to be able to obtain that information, because that person, you know, your parent may not even know anything about financial literacy. And by the time that they hear something about it, they've already kind of, they're kind of drowning, you know. So it's definitely something to read up on. And I think there should definitely be more courses incorporated in school, and just learn how to manage your money, because it's not so much, well, sometimes you can't be making, you know, very little money to the point where you're not able to live off of it. But sometimes it's not about how much you make. It's about how you manage it. It's about what you do with the money. You have people who are making millions of dollars and that money is gone, you know, and not to do emotional buying. I feel like a lot of the times, especially in culture nowadays, you know, we do a lot of emotional buys. Like, if I get this, the crew is going to look at me a certain way. If I get this car, it's going to do this to my image. If I get this or that, it's going to make me feel this way. And then you get it and you're happy for the first day. And then after that, you're like, dang, I got a bill, you know? So, you know, I definitely get in touch with, and I also sometimes feel like that's connected to, you know, insecurities, because you're using material for adoration and so on. So, like, now, really ask yourself.
I would also add that, like, we're also.
Don't you cut me off, KJ.
I'm going to add something.
Cut me off. It's like, nah, go ahead.
I want to add that, like, we're now so far removed from physical cash that it's easier to emotional buy. Yeah.
That's true. Yeah. So, especially if you have Amazon.
So either we tap our phone or we just push a button on Amazon. So it means
it's so easy. And they know what they're doing too, because they have their whole one click thing now, where all you have to do is, like, you know, press that okay. I'm like, oh, I just bought it, you know? yeah. But, you know, ask yourself the question. This is what I do now. Do you want it or do you need it? If you want it, maybe look into that a little bit more. If you need it, then go ahead and get it. Those are the essentials. But once, to never dictate, you know, how you spend your money. Absolutely. Take care of the essentials first. And then, you know, maybe a little slither may be for what you want, but don't celebrate every time you get something. Because I know some folks who are like, oh, Lord, like, I just got $10,000. Let me bless myself first. Okay, I worked hard for this. I'm like, no, that's how you lose all your money. You know, I deserve it. I deserve it.
That is a really poignant question that you asked in this round table discussion. And what Niles is saying is ditto. I really do ditto that. But I would like to add, because of, you know, where I am now, but 50 years old, about to be 51 years old. And I know, right?
Blessings, blessings.
Thank you so very much. What I've learned now, honestly, about financial literacy, because prior to what I learned, I was very ignorant. I will not lie to you. I thought, because of how I was raised, that the best thing to do is, if you've got a lot of everything, just give it away and you'll be walking on streets of gold and you'll be, and I'm thinking, no, I'm so serious. And I missed out on a multi-million dollar deal at 25 years old in Columbus, Mississippi, when Mercedes-Benz came a-calling in 1995. They had just built a plant in Vance, Alabama. Here I am, 25 years old. I wrote a letter to the CEO saying, hey, I've got this company called Me and My Nana, and I want to do a daycare on the premise of your new facility. And you know what they said to me? Why don't you come over, Miss Scott? We'd love to talk to you. And here I am, 25 years old, talking to other people who do not understand money or the Rule 72 or anything of that nature. And the first thing that I responded with after hearing what I shouldn't have been hearing was, you know what? I think I'll sit this one out, because Maybe God just don't want me rich. Maybe if he wanted me rich, he would have made me rich. I kid you not. So ignorance is the very first thing, right? Now that I'm participating, right, in this new mindset of what the kingdom of God, kingdom of heaven looks like, I understand that Genesis 1:26 through 28 is really where the answer lies. Once you know why, what you're going to multiply, once you know what you're going to be fruitful with, once you know what you're subduing, and once you know how to take over, which is dominion, you'll never be broke or poor another day in your life. The answer was already there. But we took a tradition, I took a tradition and tried to apply a religious connotation to something that was not religious at all. So to answer that question, how do we get back? Put it in a book. Scream it from the rooftops. Go back and tell folk you too can live a life. And you're right, Niles, when you said, something about it's not predicated on the what you're doing like right now. If you've had some losses in your life, you still have to count that even as joy. You're absolutely right, because that is what's going to make you really realize what you got and how to manage it. You're right. God will not give you what you ask for. He'll always give you what you manage. If you can manage $10 million, then guess what? You gonna get $10 million. You are. But if you can't manage your checkbook on $50,000, who gonna trust you with $1 million or $100,000?
One wonderful rule that I go by is that if I can't buy it 2 or 3 times, I can't afford it.
Oh, I love that.
Because what I, you know, I for anybody who's in college like me, one, I attend 2 universities. Pepperdine University and YouTube University. YouTube has everything you need. But little thing that I do, if you have money, if you pay gas with your debit card, use your credit card, because you're going to pay it off anyway. Absolutely. And that's going to help you build your credit moving forward. Use it as a gas card, you know, $30, $40, $50, then pay that right off. You know, but but the tip of like, if you can't buy it 2 or 3 times, will save you, because, oh, I can buy this car. But what happens when you buy it? You're at $1,000 now. You know,
you just saved me from buying that Hellcat that I wanted to get. Right. Thank you very much.
unless it's a necessity, like I had to get I needed to get a new laptop. And I was like, it's a necessity, and the money wasn't adding up, you know, and I couldn't buy it twice. But I'm like, okay, cool. What's one way that I can pay it off and still be able to function and still be able to work? Because I got school coming up in the next couple of weeks. If it's a necessity, then go ahead and do it. But if it's like, oh, I always want this house, or I always want this car, you know, you kind of just want to make sure you have that safety net just in case something happens.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Good stuff.
But speaking of credit cards, credit cards are nice, okay? But I also know that I see this a lot, where people start to rely on that credit card way too much. You know, and KJ, what you said was important. Yes. Make sure you pay it off. But I don't think it should be that primary card that you're just swiping, you know, left and right when you go out.
Right.
You know, of course you use it to build your credit and so on. But some people, they use that thing like it's a debit card to the point where it accumulates. And it's like, oh, man, I spent that last month. Oh, I can't pay that this month. You know, so like we have to like really like tap into once again our wants, our needs, our desires. But, you know, there's a time and a place for a credit card. Just know that. You don't use it any and every time. And like, you know what? I just put it on my credit card. I'll pay that back next year. No, because this thing is interest. And that's what they want you to do. They want you to spend it to the point where you get yourself in a big pile of debt, and that's how they just strangle you.
And then you got to sell the product you bought.
Mm-hmm, exactly.
If you must use it, please keep that debt to ratio under, or the usage rather, under 30%.
30%.
If it's a necessity, like if you need a like plumbing in your house,
right,
or lights or a circuit board, you need a new tire, of course. You know,
for
but if it's like, oh snap, that dress looks bomb. I'm about to get me like
exactly.
Don't do it.
Do not do not go into debt over a dress. Don't do it.
You better get a needle and thread and make yourself a dress because you don't need it.
Oh my god. He didn't mean it, guys. He really didn't mean that.
I'm just saying. And, but yeah, like, do not use your credit card if you know you're not going to pay it consistently, because it's trouble.
Absolutely.
It's trouble.
Absolutely. So you know, why don't we ask our listening viewership, what is it that you've learned now in the lesson of financial literacy that you want to share with us? You know, what is it that you apply every day? We'd love to hear that. All social platforms at Dr. Tanji Show. Drop us a line and let us know. And herein lies our way of being engaged.
Or right? Even ask a question that you want answered on the show. You know, we need to answer them, give you our takes, and let's dialogue, let's have a conversation. Who knows? You may be a guest on the show.
We've done that before. And
he does it all the time.
Really do it.
He does it all the time.
I love this. So, in recapping today's principle, please, 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 again, these are things that we are literally doing ourselves. You want to continue to make certain that you have the right attitude, and you want to make certain that your relationship with the Father, the Creator, whatever you call Him, we call Him everything. You want to make sure that that relationship is constant. And my objective, and I know the gentlemen that I get to share this platform with, my objective, our objective, is to see you win in everything that you do, to see you smile from your soul, and to actually get out there so that the end of this life assignment, you're not standing around saying, dang, man, I wish I could have moved to Hollywood, California, and do what I wanted to do, or I wish I could have gotten a business where I'm producing and I'm going to present it to SAG, and we're going to do those things in that dimension. You can do really anything you put your mind to. It's just you got to put your mind to it and you got to do it, right? Yeah. So with that said, guys, I say it when I open the show. I'll say it when I close the show. There's no other place I'd rather be on Wednesday at 2:00 in the afternoon other than being with you. Thank you very, very much for everything that you guys do, for making all of this possible, because they really do make it work, guys. They do. Now, that's our show. Thank you so very much for just spending time with us today. Remember that we love you to the stars and the moon and you. That's at the Dr. Tanji Show on all social media platforms. Until Monday at 7-ish. I'll see you then, and join us again next week. Lord willing, and the creek don't rise. LA Talk Radio, 2 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. All things Dr. Tanji Show. Bye for now. Take care of yourself.
Bye-bye.
Don't forget, wash your hands, physically distance. Wear your mask, please.
Wear your
mask.
Numbers
are going down. We look good, guys. That's it. Bye.